I said before. I said before, due to unforeseen circumstances. So I don't want to know what unforeseen means. Unforeseen means something that I see and you don't see. And I'd like to be masberit. Before I start, two akdomas. First akdom is, I'm sorry for keeping the ilam up so late. Pasha not used to it. So have a bit of patience, and I'd like to go through a sugya with you from beginning to end. Number two, I don't intend to get personal, but some of you might take it personal, but I don't mean it in a personal way. It's said in order that you should appreciate and understand. Well, once we finish, you'll understand and appreciate what we're talking about, and I don't mean it in a personal way. So before I even start, I'm not here to hack on anybody personal, but I just want to get a certain message across. In the Luchos, the two tablets that came down from on Sinai, we have on one side mitzvahs ben odom la mokim, anichi Hashem lekecho, leyia, leisiso. These are all mitzvahs that have to do with you, between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the other side, on the left hand side, we have mitzvahs of ben odom la chaveri, leisignoif, leisinov, leisachmoid. Those are all mitzvahs which are keneged ben odom l'chaveri. The fifth commandment on the right-hand side is a mitzvah called kibud avim. In kibud avim, l'chura is a mitzvah of ben odom l'chaveri. Mitzvah ben odom l'chaveri. L'chura, it should be on the left-hand side, not on the right-hand side. The Matzio wants to go ahead and explain why is kibud avim found on the right-hand side when it's got to do with ben odom l'chaveri. So he brings down a chinuch, which this is a very important chinuch. That's why I'd like to learn it inside with each one. If you take a look in the second paragraph, Mishor Sheha Mitzvah, the root of all these mitzvah, of this mitzvah, Shiroi Lola Odom, why is a person l'chuyya b'kibud avim? We should be like any other animal, species, that after a few days of being looked after, he runs off on his own, and I don't know if he sees his parents again, or he belongs to the gang, or whatever, each animal is differently, but the kibud avim, that were mechuyev, and even if it goes against everything that you stand for, you're still mechuyev the kibud avim. Why? Mishor Sheha Mitzvah, says the Chinuch. The root of this mitzvah is a person should recognize the yigmal chesed, and he should do chesed to somebody who did him a favor. What's the favor? Some of us, it's a favor. He brought us into this world. Novel, take a look at the Loshna Chinuch. Novel, umisnake, the kofi toiv. Three different lashonos of how despicable it is somebody who's not makir toiv. Kofi toiv means somebody who does you a favor, and you're koifa, you deny the toiva. You don't say thank you. You don't have any shaykh saying thank you. Novel is somebody who's despicable. Umisnake a kofi toiv. Shizu mida raw. This is a terrible mida. Umuusa. Shashtaka loshen. Musa means disgusting. B'tachlis lifnei elikim v'anoshim, in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam people. V'sheyiten liboy, he has to put his heart. Ki ya'av v'aim, the father and mother, heim sibes hayeser ba'olam. They are the reason why they're here. V'alkein be'emes roi lo la'asus lem kol kovet v'chol te'ele sheyuchal. Therefore you be'etzem are supposed to give them all kinds of honor and anything that will help them. Anything that you can do for them that will make life easier for them or what they need, you mechuyev. Ki hem hevi'i ba'olam. Because they brought them to the world They took care of you when you were younger. They were up by night. They did everything that was possible for you to survive until today. When he's kaveya, this midah, he internalizes this midah, and it becomes second nature. Yala mimenu, from this midah, lahaki will come out, he'll start understanding toivas hakel baruch hu. He'll start understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam's toiva to him. So the chinuch says here, muridika mosul. It is the whole idea of kibud avaim is to internalize the halacha of hakoras hatoiv. That you mechuyah b'hakoras hatoiv to your parents. And because you mechuyah b'hakoras hatoiv to your parents, for whatever reason it was until any age, for all what they did to you till now, you mechuyah b'kovod, and you mechuyah to pay back. And the idea is that your parents are a moshul to understand what you mechuyah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because parents are only a moshul in this world to understand what will mechuyev to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the Ribbono Shel Olam does 50 times more to us every minute of the day, from day one up till today. How much are we mechuyev b'hakoras hatoiv? He took us out to this world, the sipik tzilcha kol yomov, and he gave us what we need. All our limbs and all our avorim work. We wake up in the morning, we can see, we can hear. V'nosomei nefesh yedasu maskeres, he gave us seichel, he gave us a soul to understand. If it wouldn't be for the seichel that we have, we'd be like an animal. Every morning we have to say the moida ani. That's the first thing that has to come. Thank you. We're up. We made it. How many people just drop? Terrible maisa happened this a few days ago here in the Vei Yaakov, a younger man living right next in the building of Rabbi Yellen. He's giving he buried his father-in-law. His wife is sitting shiva for the father-in-law. Next day some uncle was nifta and he got up and gave a hespet. And while he's giving a hespet, he's 54 years old, he dropped dead. Moida ani, we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're around. We can still change things. We've got seichel. We get our food. All our limbs are working. How do we get to the hakorah? By internalizing hakorah's hatoiv to parents. And the emissaries of Chavis Havavah says is the yisoid of avodas Hashem is one thing, hakorah's hatoiv. You want to know how to become an avod Hashem? You want to know why you mechuyev to do mitzvahs? Just because he told me to put on a pair of tzitzis, I have to wear them? For one reason. I owe it to him. Whether you understand or you don't understand, I owe it to him. That's why I'm doing it. So the shaila is, it's very nice, beautiful pshat. Why dafka are you mechuyev to your parents? The way to act, to give back hakoras hatoiv, is through kovod. Through respect. I'm a chabad my parents. That is the way. If you take a look at the mitzvahs of kibud avim, you'll see that the mitzvah is to have yira. Don't stand in his place. Don't sit in his place. Don't butt in when he's speaking. Covered. Malbishoy. You bring in food. There's all in your name of covered. All physical acts of showing respect. And by showing respect, that's how I show my hakoras hatoiv. How does that work? The Shari Tshuva when he talks about Mvaza Talmud Chochem. Somebody is Mvaza Talmud Chochem. As the Gemara says, he's called, he being Mavaza, the Dvar Hashem. And somebody who's Mavaza, Dvar Hashem, Ein Lo Chelek La'olam Habo. How do we understand that? There are bigger averus that you chayev korus on. You still zeichet olam haba. If I eat on Yom Kippur, I still get olam haba for what I did. Yet, mevazet hamad chochem is a love. He's a love. Like speaking lashon hara. But on mevazet hamad chochem, when I'm mevazet hamad chochem, I'm being mevazet ribayinu shel olam. Ain lo chelik olam haba. You can be doing Torah and mitzvahs all your life, but when you're mevaza Talmud Chochem, and the Shari Tshuva has a whole arichas, I'm not going to go into it, but in short, the Shari Tshuva says one nekuda: when you show respect to a person, he has a koyach ha-hashpah. He's mashpia. Kovod is a way of when you mechavad something, it can be mashpia on you. When you mevaza Talmud Chochem, the Talmud Chochem, the people around you get a message that Talmud Chochem is gonished. He's a schlepper. He's a zitzer. He wastes his time. He can't be bothered to go out and make panosa. So what does the Olam get the message as? That it's more important to be involved in Olam Hazeh Dikinyonim than Olam Haba Dikinyonim. Chilul Hashem. People won't come to listen to him. People are not mechavad him. They won't have a hashpo. Ein lo yichelik lo olam habo. He uses a lashon. V'heim v'chalim es ha-teira. They're called being mechalim ha-teira. Al kein yevdim v'teich ha-kol v'yichlu b'siriyem. That's why they have to be cut off. Covered. It's not, when we talk about kovod, we don't mean a gaivadika kovod. Kovod we're talking about is when we show respect. When you respect something, you're makir, then it's shaykh to have ashpa on you. When you don't respect something, when you mevaza something, it's not shaykh respect. The mitzvah of kibud avim, why am I mechuyiv? I'm mechuyiv al takoros hatoiv. How do I show it? By giving kovod. Because kovod will be mashpia, not only to them, but to me. If I'm mechavad something, how am I mechavad something? How do I get to being mechavad it? Koros ha-toiv. I'm makir, toiva, to what he did for me, therefore I respect it. Kovod is a tetzor from hakora in what it stands for. When I'm makir, what Talmud Chochem stands for, then I give it covered. Without covered, without being mechabed it, it's not shayach that you'll have a hashbar from it. To the point. There's a Gemara in Brochus. Margala Bafuma Derova. This was a lashon that was regular in the mouth of Rava. Tachlis Chochma, the tachlis of Torah, is Tshuva Maisim Tovim. What's Tshuva Maisim Tovim? Shlei Adam Kora V'Sheina. A person shouldn't just sit and learn. Uboyet Ba'ovev V'Imoy Uberabai, and he kicks Ba'ovev V'Imoy Uberabai Umishagol Menu B'Chochma. What's tshuva ma'isim tovim, says the Gemara? One thing. Shlo yeboyet ba'ave ve'imoy, uberabay, ubemishu gadol menu b'chochma. Rava was coming along and saying, the tachlis of Chochmah is tshuva maisim tovim. The tachlis of Torah is to come back to the Rebbeinu Shem, do tshuva maisim tovim. By what? L'chura, you would say, by doing mitzvahs, by keeping Shabbos, putting on tefillin. No. One thing. Don't be a boyet ba'ava v'imoy. Don't kick your parents in the face. Don't be a kofi toiv. Uberaba in his rebbe, u'misha godol memenu. You want to get to tshuva maisim tovim? You've got to be a makir toiv to your parents, to your rebbe. Misha godol memenu b'chochma. Because on that says, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, you want to get to Yiras Shemaim? You can't be a boyet ba'ava v'imoy. You can't be a kofi toiv. Because if you want to be a kofi toiv, then if you're boyet ba'ava v'imoy, Misha kofa b'tevosu shel odom, when you're kofa in the toiv of a person, l'soif kofa b'tevosu shel mokim, you're going to become an apikoros. You're going to say, who is he? Why am I no choyv to listen to him? If you want to get to Yerushalayim, embassy Yerushalayim, it starts by being boyet ba'ava v'imoy. You can't kick your parents in the face. Which is basically giving us a message that you can't be a kofi toiv. Hakoras ha-toiv is a yesoid rishin. Understanding to say thank you, whether it's a person. Being maki what anything anybody does for you. When I can say thank you to a person, then I can say thank you to Ribbono Shel Olam. When I can't say thank you to my parents or to my chava, I'm a vaza, everything that gets in my way, then you have a hard time when you wake up in the morning to say, Moida Ani. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. I got out of bed. I'm awake. Everything's moving. And when I can't say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not going to be keeping mitzvahs. Why? I'm chuyv to him. He owes me, not I owe him. There's a Moridike Gemara. The Gemara says, Mechalalis HaKodshim, Mevazis HaMoyevedis, Malvin Pnei Chavere Barabim. Mevazis HaMoyevedis means you didn't do an Avera. You Mevazis the Yomim Tovim. You Malvin Pnei Chavere Barabim. You Malvin Pnei Chavere Barabim. You made a joke on your friend. You got embarrassed. Even though he's a Talmud Chochum, he has Torah, he has mitzvahs, ain lo chelik leolam haba. He doesn't have a chelik in leolam haba. Now, l'chura, the shaila is, mevazes hamoedus. L'chura, you should say, machalales hamoedus. He didn't keep yontif, he didn't keep Shabbos, he ate treif. If you take a look, the list that the Gemara brings down are all averas. If you want to call it an avera, it's what we call a nuance. I didn't do a chil Shabbos. I didn't eat treif. And I wasn't mevatel a mitzvah's assay. I was mevaze. Mevaze is hamayedis. The kedushas yontav that I'm supposed to keep, I didn't keep. Mevaze is hamayedis. Chayis. In our lingo, we would say, there's an inyan of looking yontav dik. I came out with a sweater and jeans. Mevazis hamoyedis. Did I do anything wrong? Chweis nisht. Mevazis hamoyedis. Malbim Pnei Chaveri Barabim. I said a line. I didn't give him a frask. I didn't hurt him. I hurt his feelings. Mavaza. Bizoyin. Ain lo chelik leilam haba. There's no chelik leilam haba. You can be chayiv chorus. You can be chayiv skila. You still got a chelik in leilam haba. But when you're mavaza something, if something goes wrong over here, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. You don't have a chelik in leilam haba. You can have Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim. You can be sitting and learning day and night. Langish manesras. But when you show a bizoyan to a dovashev kedusha, oh, you pressed the wrong button. You went over the red line. Ain lo chelik leilam haba. You don't have a chelik in leilam haba. Not your Torah, not your mitzvahs. Nothing helps. What happened over here? Like the worst avera you could do in a Torah, go over to any child and ask him, what's the worst avera? Chais, Yom Kippur. Shvichas Domim, Gila Arayas, Chais. Yechai, Koros, Skido, whatever you want. Olam Habo, Benayid. And here, something like, something cheap which we think is no big deal. Walking into the Beis HaMedrash, we might look at it, no big deal. So I do wear socks, I don't wear socks. I do wear shoes, I don't wear shoes. How I look, shorts, not shorts, no big deal. There's two-legged animals that walk into the Beis HaMedrash, so you can bring in four-legged animals to the Beis HaMedrash. No big deal. Vaza! What's the big deal? What happened? What did I do wrong? Show me in Shulchan Aruch where it's also. I have to come up with chumras. You need a double hat. You need a double covering. You do, you don't. In today's generation, you do, you don't. Allah haterim you can have. But what did you just show? Bizui. Bizui from Dovah Shabik Dusha. When you mavaza something, ain lechelik lelum haba. Because the kol haTorah kula is based on covet. Because that's the first and the last message that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to get across. When you mavazel something, it means you have no erech for it. You have no worth for it. You're not part of my Klal Yisrael. Because covet, respect, means I'm makir what it stands for, what it's worth. When I mark it, it's worth, I respect it. When you mavaza it, it means you don't respect it. It doesn't have a worth to you. It doesn't have the worth to you. You're not part of my. You're not. Ein lechelik leilam haba. There's a scary gemara in Brachos. Kishechol Rabbi Lezer nichnasu talmidov. When Rabbi Lezer got sick, his Talmidim came in to visit him. And he said, Rebbe, tell us something that we can do. Give us a hadroch in life that will be zeichat olam haba. She said two things. Hizoru b'chvayt chaveichem. Be nizah, be careful in the covet of your friend. What would you say? You'd say, Chveis, you want to get to Olam Haba? Keep 40 days. Chveisish, I don't know. Go 120 days without drinking alcohol. You'll be zeichat Olam Haba. Keep Shabbos. Don't read a Geisha book on Shabbos. Chveisish. What did he say? He's over. Be nizah in the covered. Didn't say don't be mavaza. Just be nizah in the covered of your friend. Have derech eretz for his feelings. Have derech eretz for what he stands for. Give him his respect. Ukishatem ispalalem, when you daven, one thing, du'u lifnei miyatem oidim. Just remember who you're standing in front of. Did he say daven with kavona? Did he say daven with langshman esras? What did he say? He said, just remember who you're standing in front of. What's the yisoid coming out of such a thing? Kavod. When you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you daven with kavon, you don't daven with kavon, you have perish hamilas. What would you say to somebody if you want him to be mischazek in davening? Look in the siddur, be mischaven al kol, every word. When you say the Shem Hashem, have special kavona. Try the first bracha. Epezan hoga. What did he say? No. When you daven, just remember who you're davening in front of. Because the minute that you daven, and you mavazer the tefillah has nothing worth. When you mavazer something, you're telling them a message. This is garnished. You want to make it Olam Haba? You want to be a Ben Olam Haba? There's got to be covered. And covered is the spinal cord of Yiddishkeit. Because when I'm a vaza, a mitzvah, when I'm a vaza, a person, when I'm a vaza, dovah shebikdusha, it has no worth to you. Nothing means anything. You can daven a language when esra. And I'm standing there in the middle of a chazaras hashatz, and the text message that I get is more important. Your tefillah just went out the window. Your tefillah just went out the window. When I get a phone call in the middle of a davening and I run out to take the phone call, what are you telling the Ribbono Shel Olam? You did it, you're also, not also. Before Baruch Shalom, it's after Baruch Shalom. Before Baruch Shalom, you can't speak. Tefillin. We're not talking about averus and mitzvahs now. We're talking about what's the message? Bizoyin. You're mavaza. If you were in the middle of a meeting, of a board meeting, by a company or an interview, by getting a good job, that phone would be closed all the time. You wouldn't even look down to see who sent you the message. You wouldn't pick yourself up and run out in the middle while you're interviewing for a good job. There are various times interviewing you. What do you say? Hold on, baby. Is it not a biggest bizoyim? So what are you telling him? I've got more important things to do. Okay, no problem. I got the message. You'll take a look. You'll see what's chayev skila, what's chayev misa, everything. All the mitzvahs and averus that we go through, ben adam lachaver, ben adam lamokim, you will see one message from top to bottom. Being makir the chashivas of it, and once I'm makir the chashivas of it, I give it respect. David HaMelech, Sof Yomov, the end of his life, he was always feeling cold. Begodim, the clothes that he wore, never kept him warm. We're not on that madrega, but Chazal tell us, why did he have such an einish that as many begodim as he put on, he still felt cold? Because when Shaul was chasing him, and they got stuck in a cave, David crept up behind him and cut off the corner of his beged to prove to Shaul that I'm not out to kill you. I could have and I didn't. But since he was mavaza, a beged, the beged didn't have a koyach over him. Because something that you are mavaza, it can't have a hashpa on you. That's David HaMelech's madrega. But the metzius is that the minute you are mavaza something, it has no koyach. It has no koyach. In fact, I'll go even further. Rochel Imenu, when she took the Avodah Zorah from Lavan, she sat on it. And everybody asked the kasha, she had to sit on it. Torah had to tell us, claw that she sat on it. What else? You couldn't hide it away in a cupboard where Lavan wouldn't find it. You couldn't do something. Dask is sitting on it. And the Chazal tell us that Lavan had a koyach with Kishuv to find Avodah Zorah. Why? He could have found it. His Avodah Zorah could have figured out where it is. The only way that the Avodah Zarah had no koyach was by sitting on it, by being mevazeh it. And the Mefarshim say because she sat on it, she was mevazeh it, it had no koyach. Lavan couldn't find it. He couldn't work out what's going on. How come I can't find it? He went in, went out, looking. What was he looking for? It doesn't make sense, they disappear. He understood how witchcraft worked. He understood Kishuv. Teretz is, the minute that Rochel sat on it, it had no koyach. Because you mevaz it. You want a hashpa from something? You've got to be mechabed it. How do I show kovet? Each mitzvah has its halacha. Kibud aveim. And either I've got to show hakoros hatoiv. I'm mechabed the parents. How do I show hakoros hatoiv by the Ribbono Shel Olam? I'm mechabed him. How am I mechabed him? By doing his mitzvahs. But there's more than that in kavod Ribbono Shel Olam. There's when you're mevaza a mitzvah, even though you did the maisa a mitzvah, but when you showed in your nuances of the way you did the mitzvah with a bizui, it's not worth anything. To the point that somebody you can daven a langish menes and he doesn't do the oisah shalom properly, tefilosa in a tefilah, say Chazal. He just stood there half an hour, standing by the Ribbono Shel Olam, every tefillah, every word, and he just makes a quick oisah shalom. What's his? So I didn't do oisah shalom properly. So I missed out on one small part of the Hilchos Shmonesra. In the big picture, what are you talking about? I put away Shmonesra. No. Tefillah ain't a tefillah. Why not? It's not what you did. It's what you showed. If I can make an oisah shalom, and I know I'm standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you made us out oisah shalom, then that oisah shalom proves to me that you didn't know you were standing, you had no cover for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillah ain't a tefillah. If anybody has a chumish in front of them, be kedai to open up. If you have a chumish, you don't have to. Be kedai to open up to the posuk in Parshas Yisro, the last posuk in Parshas Yisro. I want to learn with you a posuk with Rashi. So last pasuk, Loisale b'malos al mizdechi asher leisigole ervos cha'olo. What is Loisale b'malos al mizdechi? You shouldn't make steps as you go up to the mizbeach. You got to make it in a ramp. Asher leisigole ervos cha'olo. You shouldn't see the erva. The mizbeach shouldn't see erva. Okay, I'm not quite sure what that means. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about the Kohenim, they wore michnasei bad. They wore pants. But it's a derech bizoyin. A derech bizoyin. So what does Rashi say? Shalidei amailus, through taking big steps of going up a step, atatoch lahalchi pisiyasech, you've got to make bigger your footsteps. Va'avu bishene gilu erva mamash, even though it's not mamash gilu erva, because at the end of the day, shariksiv aselechem michnasei bad, mikomokim harchovas psias korov legilu erva. Taking a big step is korov. It's not. It's korov. It's what we call borderline. Right? Vatanoig behem minig bizoyin. And since it's borderline epis a bizoyan for the mizbeach, it's called a minig bizoyan. Varidvorim kal v'choymer. The Torah tells us a lav of building steps because you shouldn't be mevazeh the mizbeach, even though it's not really being mevazeh because everything's covered. Afilah hochi, it's korov. It's what we call borderline.
It was, it wasn't. Kal v'chomer. Umavonim halalu. And these stones, she'ein ben das, they don't have any das. Lahakpid al bizyoinim to be makpid. They don't have any das, there's no seichel over here that they should feel upset that somebody was mavazah them. Omra Torah. The Torah says, Hoyl v'yesh ben tzorech. Since I need them, because I need these stones in order to get to the top of the Mizbech, to bring a korban. And the idea of a korban is to bring me closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I have a tzorech, I need it. Lo itinag ben minig bizoyen. Because I'm a choyer b'koros ha-toiv. Don't be mevazah them. Why not? Because yesh ben tzorech, you need them. And when you need something, say thank you. How do you say thank you? By giving it covered. You want it to be mashpia on you? Say thank you. Omra Torah. Hoyl yesh ben tzorech. Chavelcha, your friend, shubidmus yotzrucha. He's what we call B'Tselem Elekim. He has a form of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umakpid al bizyoina. He is yemakpid on his bizyoin. Because he does have seichel. Alachas kama v'kama? Isn't it a bigger kal v'chayma that I'm b'chayiv to be makpid on his covet? Where is the Kazakh? Poshet the chumish Rashi. It's not even, you're talking about a stone. Am I mechoyev b'akoros ha-toiv? Yes. Yesh ben tzorech, you need it? Then you have to show covet to the stone, to the doimim. He's not makpid on the bizoyin. But you know what? The Torah says, the Torah's makpid that you have to give covet. Because when you don't give covet to the stone, you're going to end up being mevaza your friend. And when you end up being mevaza your friend, you're going to be ending up being mevaza Torah. And you'll be mevaza mitzvahs. Because when you don't have the basis, the yisoid, of being makir, that something that you need, that you get use from, that you mechoyer b'kovet, you're going to end up being mevaza everything that's choshev. Mori de Kazakh. I mean, look at the Rashi. Moridika Rashi. Avonim, don't have seichel. But yesh ben tzorech. What does yesh ben tzorech mean? I need it for my own personal use. I need it for my avodas Hashem. So I am mechuyev. Not that the stone doesn't need hakaras hatoiv. The stone doesn't need thank you. You are mechuyev to train yourself to say thank you. And if you can't, then the kal v'chomer doesn't work. Then there'll come a point where chavercha, you'll be mevaza. Then there'll be a bigger kal v'chomer. Mitzvahs, Torah will be mevaza. Because when you can't respect something, you can't have ashpa from it. You're not maketoiv to it. B'soif koifa b'teivosu shel mokim. The Torah goes out and makes a lav. Do you know what it is? A lav. There's a special lav in the way you build the Mizbeach for one reason, says Rashi. Bizoyin. Bizoyin. What's the grace of Bizoyin? It's what we call nuances. He took a bigger step. It's Korov. It's borderline Korov Legila Arois. I do wear, I don't wear. I'm wearing pants. You're curved to looking like a goy. I walk into the Beis HaMidrash, how I walk in, where I walk in. It's only curved. There's no Issa. Chas v'sholem. Bizdach mizoyen. Oh, you pressed the wrong button.
The Torah makes a special lav to show you that you've got to be makir tov ta'avonim. Because when you don't show respect to Avonim, where's it going to get you to? You're not part of Klal Yisrael. Because you don't have that sensitivity of giving respect, of being mechabed Dovah Shebikdusha, of being mechabed who the Ribbono Yisrael is. And it goes hand in hand. And I can line you up from the beginning of the year. I can line you up 10 guys, and I'll tell you who will make it. And he could be the biggest balavera. Doesn't make a difference. If he understands what it means to say thank you to a chava, at the end of the day, he will make it. He'll become a ben Torah. Because he knows how to say thank you to the Ribbono Shel'olam. He'll understand what Avodas Hashem means. When you can't say thank you to a friend, when you don't have that ben Adam l'chaveiroi, when you don't have that covered to something that gives you, that helps you through the day, it could be a daimim, a mizbeach, havonim. It's not going to work. Yesh ben tzorech. Rashi says, Amayur dikavot, yesh ben tzorech. It gave you, you needed it. If you need it, you're mechuyev to say thank you. He doesn't need to thank you. You have to say thank you. When you mvaza the doimim, you're playing with fire. Unforeseen circumstances. When you walk around the dira, you can walk into certain rooms and you can tell if the boch is steiging, if not. The same way as you can tell from a bocha the way he walks into a base of medrash. You can tell from a bocha the way he dresses. These are what we call the nuances of Yiddishkeit. And it's very interesting because the nuances of Yiddishkeit are more chomo than the actual Avera. Because that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. Ein lo chedek leilam habo. On the nuances. Because by the nuances I see who you are. From what you respect, and the way you respect it, and how you respect it, I know where you're holding. I know who to give Siyata Dishmaya to. And you'll see. To Metzias, it's all the way down the line. When a Bocha walks in, and there's a certain respect that he has for Dovah Shebikdusha, it doesn't have to be the biggest tzaddik. We're not getting to Averas and Mitzvahs over here. When he understands that sensitivity of a thank you to a chava, not waking up a chava, not taking his stuff, understanding the sensitivities of somebody else, he'll make it at the end. Because this world is all one big mashal to how we're supposed to say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I walk around with an attitude of screw you, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want to screw me? No problem. Ein lo chelek leolam haba. No problem. Carry on doing, living in this world of dream world, that I did my Shemona Esras, I put out and do my mitzvahs, garnished. It's all garnished. I feel yesh b'em toiro mitzvahs, ein lo chelek leolam haba. And it starts, not in the Beis HaMedrash. Starts in the dorm. And when you go around different rooms and you see different comments that people write on walls, and some comments get worse than others, and some doors look worse than others, and some ceilings look worse than others, you know exactly where the boch is holding. Because if he doesn't have the sensitivity to say thank you to the walls of a Mokim HaKadosh, the world of a yeshiva, if you can't say thank you to the doimim, if he's mevazeh the doimim, then he ends up being mevazeh the Beis HaMedrash. Or he doesn't come into the Beis HaMedrash, because he means nothing to him. There's no cover for the Beis HaMedrash. That's the unforeseen circumstances. When you walk into a dorm and you see Schwarz Tader Eugen, and you see the Nezek. Forget about money. Who's talking about money here? When you see the Nezek that's done to a Chetzah, a Dovah Shebechetzah, a Chetzah Shol Kedusha. When I turn on to those Avonim, and I tell those Avonim, screw you. I can write anything I want. I can do whatever I want on those walls and ceilings. There's no Kal V'Chaim anymore. Then you take a Nochanama. Then you take you're the guys who are the ones who are Malbim Pnei Chaveri Barabim. There's no Derech Eretz for Chaverim. The tzonus you can make of anybody. And suddenly you see there's no cheshik to learn, I don't have a cheshik to daven. Why should you? Because Ribbono Shel'olam says, you're not part of my kehilo. Ein lo chelik lo'olam habo. This is not what I'm here for. You can have somebody who does Torah mitzvahs kol chayov, when he's mevazes hamoyedos. You're not chayiv skila, not chayiv koros. Just ain't no chelik leilam haba. No problem. What you respect, that's what's going to be mashpia on you. When I'm a chabadit, it means it's choshev by me. When I can say thank you to a stone, I can say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Korev. It's korev la gila arois. It's not gila arois. Something else. Can you explain to somebody that there's something wrong? What's the big deal? We'll paint it over. You missed the whole message. It's not a shaila of painting it over. It's not a shaila of it's going to cost money. What did you just do? You just proved to the Ribbono Shel Olam that you're not a person that's machabed. Yesh ben tzairach. You just proved that you're not a makir toiv. And when you don't have that mid of akoros hatoiv, then taka nochanama. You'll be the one that can't say moida ani in the morning. You'll be the one that walks out of the base of Kisa and can't say Asher Yotza. Because why should I? I can sit in the dining room on a kapel and essen. Why should I? The union of kapel is als Yerushamayim. Vos epes. Or lab, there's no issa. I'm covered. I've got a ceiling on top of me. Beruchas Hamozen, to say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's that? Do you know where it starts from? From the Avonim. Lesale b'malas al nizbechi. When I don't have derech eretz, there's a lav. You can't take big steps. Because you are mechuyev to say, Yishkoyach. Kal v'chayma, says Rashi. B'dmus yetzu u'makbid alch b'zyoyne. And when the person does have feelings, and he's makbid on when you're mevazeh him, alach has kamo v'kamo. But when I don't have that understanding, when I don't have that yisoid of covered, Chofetz Chaim writes in the letter, the Torah tells us, "V'lo yir b'cha ervas dova v'shov ma'acharecho." Torah says that the Ribbono Shel Olam turned around and said, "There shouldn't be a dova shebe erva b'machanecho in your camp. V'shov ma'acharecho, and I'll move backwards. I'll move out of camp." Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is the only time in the Torah, on any Avera, that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, there's a davar she'be'erva carrying going on over here. I'm out of here. I don't want to be part of it. What is that pasuk talking about? If you take a look in that pasuk, it's a very interesting pasuk. It's talking about when a person goes out to fight in the army, and he's stuck in the field fighting, and he has to go to the Beis HaKiseh. Make sure you take a spade with you, that when you have to go to the Beis HaKiseh, make sure you cover it. That's what the pasuk's talking about. So, 2,000 years ago, there was such a musuk of going with the spade. In today's generation, there's no such musuk. Where's the Erevus Dova? Where's the Erevus Dova that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, V'shov Me'acharecha, there's no Siyata Dishmaya, I'm moving out of camp. When you walk into a Beis Kis, and the Bocha beforehand didn't even think about the next guy that's going to walk in. Forget about Baltashaksu, the way it looks, whether it's all over the place, or whether it's on the seat, whether you don't even pick up the seat. I'm not even going into that. On that Chazal say, the Torah says, "V'shov me'acharecha." I'm out of here. That's called Erevus Dova. Yeah, there's other Mefarshim, Erevus Dova is Erevus Dibu, Nivul Peh, Pseida. Now's not the time to talk about it. But what does Chazal tell us? What does the Torah tell us? On a Dova should be Zoyan, I can be a orangutan in the middle of a Ktseis HaChayshin, a Machlekes Ramban and Rashbo. I go to the Beis HaKiseh via animal, and I come back, and I don't understand the machlekes. You want to know why? Because the Torah tells us, v'shav me'acharecha. You just told the Ribbono Shel Olam, or you just sent the Ribbono Shel Olam out of camp. He's not with you. He's not going to send you Siyata Dishmaya. And what? What did I do so terrible? It's worse. Torah says, because you were mavaza. Your friend, when you're mavaza something, you don't show respect, not to the mokim that you're in, not to the chava that's coming in next. Then one day you're going to turn around and say there's no chava for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam gets nervous. He gets scared. In the chilek l'olam abo. V'shov me'acharecha. You've got no chava? That's dangerous. I'm out of camp. You want to carry on learning Torah, or whatever you call it, Talmudical study, no problem, carry on. Work it out yourself. I'm not here to help you. Because I only give Siyata Dishmaya to those who show respect to Dovah Shebi Kedusha. Those Dalits named Miyato Oymed. Just remember, you want to be Zeichel Achai Ha'ilam Habo. Be Zoyah B'Kovet Chavercha. And just remember who you're standing in front of. The first thing we're going to be asked is Reb Chaim Vital when we come upstairs. Himlachto es chavercho, himlachto es koincho. Did you make your friend into a melech? Were you mechabed him? Is himlachto es koincho? And it goes hand in hand. Because when you're a person that's mechabed your friend, then himlachto es koincho, then you'll be the one that will be mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it starts in the Beis HaKiseh, and it starts with where you sleep, and it starts with how you wash your hands, and how you leave the dira into a mess. It all starts from that. Because when I'm a chabad something, that means you show respect for it. It means something. It has a harocha. It has a worth. When it has a worth, it can be mashpia on you. You want a yeshiva to be mashpia on you? You want Torah to have a hashpah? Be mechabadit. Covered is a very, very, very thin line. Nobody really understands. I do wear a hat, I don't wear a hat. I am wearing jeans, I'm not wearing jeans. And you're a bunch of fanatics, you're black hatters. Covered. Self-respect. Respect what you do. You're learning the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. Don't look like a goy. Respect yourself. You want Siyata Dishmaya? Give respect to your friend. Respect that he's sleeping now. Respect he doesn't want to hear Goshen music.
The Golanisht.
For months and months, I hear the same complaints. Why can't they listen to Goyshe music with earphones? And when I came back now, I understood the Teretz. I saw the walls and the ceilings, everything was answered. Because when you're not mechabed the stones on the walls of where you learn, you will end up not being mechabed your friend. And if he tells you to turn the music down, and you turn around and say, who the hell do you think you are? Who are you to tell me what to do? What, you think you're such a frummer? Efshe, yeah. Efshe be mechabed him because he doesn't want to hear the Goyshe music. He doesn't want to hear all this garbage that he's trying to get away from. He doesn't want his machshavas being betamtem, nochamol. He's trying his hardest. And you're mevaze his avodas Hashem. When you're mevaze avodas Hashem, said Rebbe Einstein, there's no siyata d'shmaya. I'm not even going to give you a want to come into the Beis HaMedrash. Forget about coming to the Beis HaMedrash. You won't even want to come. And it goes on and on and on. And we're not talking about Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. We're talking about a small little thing. These are small nuances that b'soif koifa b'toif osha shal mokim. At the end you're going to turn around and say, God, screw you. We're going to have kashas in amuna. Davening doesn't mean anything to me. I don't feel Shabbos. Of course you don't feel Shabbos. You don't mechabed Shabbos. How can I feel anything of Shabbos when Shabbos means sleeping and drinking via goy? We're not talking about averus here. We're talking about yisoid shekol hatayra kulo, covered. And when I have covered, and I treat. Yesh ben tzerich, I treat the stones because I had hanor from them. I will treat people. I will treat the Torah. And when I treat the Torah, the Rebbe Yisrael says, you'll be a ben olam haba. And this is the tachlis of every yid. Forget about bleiben bei lernen. We all want to be a ben olam haba. We all believe that there's going to be a din v'cheshvan, and we want to be a ben olam haba. We want to be a ben olam haba. Himlach t'chaverecho. Be misnaig. Make your friend. Give him covered. So he doesn't think like you. So he's a shtickel Harry, is boss. So he doesn't have the New York attitude as much as you do, is boss. They're not going to be vaza. Himlach to chavercho. Then we'll be zeicha to have the siyata shmaya of himlach to eskoincho. We'll be zeicha that we'll be mamlich the ribbonish loylam. And then you'll see taka the oira emes. You'll be a bnei oylam habo.